Why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
Why?
He didn't have the guts.
He didn't have the guts. That's Brayden. He loves telling jokes. And not only has he been called the mayor of Copper Harbor or Copper Harbor's little ambassador, but I think he has a chance at being the president of the United States someday. I'll just start his campaign right now. Brayden Rogers for president. What would it be like, 2052? Maybe 2052. Something like that. But that would make him, unless somebody beats him to it, the first president with Down syndrome. Brayden is an amazing young man. And in this episode, I really wanted to showcase the power of adaptability. You'll see that many times in this interview, just me having to adapt to his flow and his imagination and his, I don't know if it's an inability or a choice not to kind of stay in the lines of the boundaries that society has created. So here we go. We're going to let go of expectations and see what he has to say. And quite honestly, this is my life. Bum, 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 bum. Thank you, thank you, and welcome to A Fresh Air's Inspired Life, showcasing Copper Harbor from the inside and the power of kindness, connection, and community. I'm your host, Amanda Wise, and it's great to be here. Today's guest is probably one of the coolest people I've ever met in the entire world. He's nodding, and he came out of my belly. Please welcome the one, the only, Brady P. Rogers. Hey, Brayden.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. Brayden, thanks so much for being on the show. You know, you've really become pretty mature and independent in the last couple years, and I'm really excited to interview you.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show. Yeah. That's what Brady says. So, Brayden, how old are you?
9 years old.
9 years old. And are you almost 10?
I'm in my birthday October 15th.
October 15th, Brayden will be 10, so feel free to send presents and cards and money and anything you want.
And monsters.
And monsters. Because Brayden, you really love Halloween, don't you?
Yeah, and witches.
Witches. Bats. And bats. So tell us a little bit about Halloween. Why do you like it so much?
So, I love Halloween, but I like it. I was a werewolf, but I like werewolves.
Werewolves, too? Are werewolves your favorite? What do you think is your favorite Halloween character?
My favorite one is could be a ghost.
A ghost. And you were a ghost for Halloween before, right?
Yeah.
What else were you for Halloween?
A witch.
You were never a witch for Halloween, silly goose. But maybe someday, right?
Yes. Okay. I can be a skeleton before.
A skeleton. Sounds fun. So, Brayden, I kind of touched on that. You're the coolest person I know. Can you tell us what you like to do when you see a new person or a dog?
Yes. Okay, so I'll be a dog for Halloween today. And I could be a cat. I must be a cat. There's two dogs and two cats. And Halloween day, I was a butterfly.
Wow. Interesting. Very interesting. We went back to Halloween there. But when you see people, say we're walking down the street. Okay, say we're maybe walking down to throw rocks and you see a person walking their dog, what do you like to do?
I like to go to do ride the horse with my mom and her name is Benjamin and Birkin Sands and I like to ride in it.
Oh, so he's just telling us about the horses that he likes to visit, Benjamin, Bird, and Chance. Although, have you ever ridden those horses?
Yeah, I would buy some out to a camp.
Oh, Brayden, you have such an imagination. I don't remember him ever riding the horses, but maybe in his mind, you know, you never know.
Maybe sticking my butt.
We're not going to talk about butts with microphones, okay?
Okay. I like to go on the paths and see fish and stuff and frogs and pelicans.
Fish, frogs, and pelicans when you're on the path?
Yeah.
Which path is that?
It's going to be my mom's path and it's in the rocks and the lake and the river. It's a heron.
Oh, the heron? Yeah. Very nice. I guess back to my original question. Do you like to know puppies' names?
Yes.
And so you always need to ask maybe what their name is. Okay. And what else do you ask when you see a dog? Do you remember?
I will tell you the names.
Wait. First, what do you ask if you want to pet a dog?
I need to ask and listen.
Ask and listen. Can I pet your dog, please? Right? Yeah. And usually they say yes.
Actually, no.
And sometimes they say no, but you also like to know what their puppy's name is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now tell us some cool dog names.
Okay. So, I have a dog named Parrot.
Parrot?
Yeah.
Cool.
And Parrot is a boy.
Okay.
And Parrot likes to fetch.
Ooh, fetch. And sticks?
Sticks and balls.
Okay.
It's a cute puppy and it's a small chihuahua.
A small chihuahua named Parrot likes to fetch. Wow, cool. Thanks.
And then there's a dog I can feed him. And his name is Barky. And then Barky gets to fetch with Parrots. And then there's a dog with a collar. And her name was Peanut. And then
Sparky and Peanut,
and
what was the first dog you said? How would I forget?
Parrot.
Parrot, yes. So Sparky and Parrot and Peanut, they all like to fetch.
Yeah?
Okay, keep
and
going.
And then we have to run and stop if a dog rings.
Hey, would you please hold your microphone still?
Okay.
Thank you.
So we have a dog race.
Oh, a race.
And then there's somebody knocking my door. And then there's a parrot in the grass. He likes to pat. And he's like, yes, you can pat her.
Oh, that's because someone asked.
And then says, look, there's a big dog. May I pet? And the customer says, no, thank you. And then for a Halloween creature, I could be a cow. I could be a vampire kitty in Halloween today. And then we have a birthday and there is me at birthday at 9:30 and I like to bake a cake, and then Amanda.
That's me.
wants to bake my cake.
I want to bake your cake.
Asa, bake me some cupcake.
We're all gonna do your baking.
Like 10 cupcakes and 10 cakes.
Wow! Hey.
And then this Halloween party at Cabo Harbor, and then we have a guests and we have fun.
Aw, thank you. So just to recap, Brayden was telling us about some imaginary dogs that like to fetch and how we have to ask if we're going to pet them. And then we segued into Halloween and then a pretend birthday party. And Mom, who is me, and Essa are going to make him a cake and cupcakes and have a Halloween party in Copper Harbor. That's your plan, huh?
Yeah, that's my plan today.
All right. So, Brayden, I know you really like Halloween and you really like animals. What else do you really like?
So, I will tell you 6 things.
6 things, okay.
And then, there is a cute puppy named Scarlet, and she's a boy. And then, there's 5 things now. And then, there's a parrot named Isabel.
Okay.
And then
a parrot named Isabel.
So I have a hamster named Og, and a frog. His name is Humphrey. And then
Humphrey the frog. Okay.
He's a boy. And then I can pet her. So my customer says, yes, you can, but yeah. Yes.
You crack me up. Was that all 6 things, or do you have any left?
I have 4 more things.
4 more things. Okay. And then maybe you'll sing us a song?
Yes.
Sounds great.
So we had a birthday song about 6 things done, and with three more things. We have guests at the big lake, and then we take a picture and photo in the harbor house.
Ooh.
In big rocks.
A photo of a bunch of people at the big lake at the harbor house. Great.
And okay, now try 2 more questions now. So
and please, can you please hold the microphone still?
I have like 2 things.
Okay, 2 things.
Incredible thing luck to you. And then there is a birthday in the harbor house, and his name is Asa. Okay, and that's always the questions.
That's all the questions. All right.
And then I can't even squeeze all the songs.
Now some songs. Are you going to sing us a song?
Yes.
Ooh, which song would you like to sing?
Okay, first up, Breakfast.
Oh, Breakfast. Oh, so this is a song that you learned at camp, right?
Yep.
Brayden went to camp this summer at Bay Cliff.
Hey, I'm playing songs.
But I want to tell them where you learned the song.
Oh.
So Brayden went to Bay Cliff Therapy Camp for 7 weeks this summer in Big Bay, and he is going to sing us the Breakfast song. Go ahead, please.
Okay, the breakfast song is going to be Bag of a Boy. Bag of a Boy is a flower. And bag of a flower is a mirror. And bag of
Enjoy your breakfast.
Enjoy breakfast.
Nice. Are you going to sing us another song?
Yeah, I'm not going to sing the dinner song.
The dinner song. Okay, what's that
dinner
one?
Dinner song is good, but you can sing now. Okay?
Okay.
New time is here. Come out your head. We faint feet of forests. Goodbye. Enjoy dinner.
Aw, I just want to say that I love when Brayden sings.
I
don't care
supper.
What he's singing about, but I love it. Okay, it's your turn. Go ahead. The dinner song. Supper song, sorry.
Yeah. Every supper song is going to be Morning is Here.
Morning is here?
Yeah. Oh, that's breakfast.
That's breakfast. Try again.
Okay. It's going to be Johnny Appleseed, man.
Johnny Appleseed, great.
Oh, what was been good to me? So I think, Mama, forgive me. Because I have Johnny. Because I talk on cheek. But Mama is good to me.
Aww. Did
it's
you
your supper.
Did you change it to the Mama is good to me?
Yes.
Because I made up a song for Brady P from the Johnny Appleseed song. And it goes, oh, Brady's been good to me. And so I thank Brady P for giving me the hugs I need. Giving me kisses on each cheek. Oh, Brady's been good to me. He was totally blushing when I sang that.
Okay, so the first ones. The first dismissals.
Dismissals? Oh boy. Are we getting into dismissal? Hey, Braids, we're going to do one dismissal song. And then...
Bumblebee song.
Ooh, the bumblebee. Okay.
Bring home my baby bumblebee. Won't my mommy please tell me? Bring home my baby bumblebee. Ouch, excuse me. I am mucking up my baby bumblebee. Won't my mommy please tell me? I was mucking up my baby bumblebee. It is all about me. I am looking at my baby bumblebee. Won't my mommy please tell me? I'm looking at my baby bumblebee. Ooh, I don't feel so good. I am lying at my baby bumblebee. Won't my mommy please tell me? I'm falling at my baby bumblebee. All better.
So if you didn't quite get that, he brought home a baby bumblebee. It stung him. He smashed it up. And then he was all gross with bee, and so he licked it up, and then he didn't feel so good. So, Brady, thanks for sharing that with us. You are really good at geography, and you know...
Yeah.
Do you love geography? Does it get you all excited?
Yeah. Where's stupid states?
States? States or countries?
Let's do states.
States?
First.
Okay, let's do...
And countries second now.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you five different countries and or five different states, and you see if you can tell me the capital, okay?
Okay.
Let's start. I have nothing in front of me here, so hopefully I can remember five states. No, I'm teasing. How about Washington?
Olympia.
Olympia, good. How about Hawaii?
Honolulu.
Honolulu, yeah. How about, I'm trying to find a hard one, Vermont.
Montpelier.
Montpelier, good. How about Missouri?
Jefferson City.
Jefferson City, I think you're right. How about one more? I'm trying to get some hard ones. One more hard one on the East Coast. Connecticut.
Hartford,
great. You nailed it. I wonder if our listeners knew all that.
No, I'll tell you the countries, the five different countries.
Okay, countries. So I'm going to tell you the countries, and you got to name your capital. Got it?
Okay.
How about?
I can do it.
Oh, wait. Who's saying the country?
Me.
And I have to guess the capital?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. You can try. Go ahead.
What's the capital of Russia?
Russia is Moscow.
What's the capital of China?
China is Beijing.
What's the capital of India?
India is New Delhi, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number four is? What's the capital of South Africa?
South Africa has three capitals, right?
Right.
Geez. One of them starts with a P. You gotta help me out with this one.
Okay. So.
What's the three capitals of South Africa?
Cape Town.
And one starts with a P.
Yep.
Do you know what it is?
I don't know what it is.
Well, how can you ask me if you don't know? You gotta ask me one that you know. Let's try another country.
Okay, it starts with a P now. It starts with a P.
The country does?
Yeah, and South Africa.
Yeah.
So a P is Principe.
Principe?
Yeah.
Principe is the P one. And then there's one more. I think it's two words. Like I said, we don't have anything in front of us here. We're just winging this. So, okay. So ask me two more countries. Give me some hard ones. Those are easy. But you have to know the answer.
Hard ones?
Yeah.
Okay,
talking to the mic.
Let's go to Africa.
Okay.
What's the country to? It's hard now.
Okay.
It's like one's hard too.
One's hard? Okay.
One,
so we're in Africa.
It's really hard and one should be hard.
Okay.
Let's go. What's my really hard? Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's me really hard. Okay. Oh, very hard. It's so hard. Okay, and that one is, what's the country of Cameroon?
What's the capital of Cameroon? I don't know.
Yungay.
Oh boy, technical difficulty. Hang on. We can't get our normal recording software to work, so we're switching it up and sharing a microphone. Brayden was just about to ask me a couple more countries. All right, Brayden, which country would you like to ask me next?
Let's start with, what's the country of Georgia country?
The country of Georgia. I don't remember. What is it?
Tbilisi.
Ooh, Tbilisi. Great. That's a good one. Want to ask me one more?
Yeah. And what's the country of Georgia state?
Ooh, Georgia state. Is it Atlanta?
Yes.
It really is?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, so Brayden, thanks so much for joining us today. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listener?
Yes. Yes, Mom.
What is it?
I'm going to make it more smarter and we have fun.
Have fun. Be more smarter and have fun. That's great advice. Do you want to blow them a kiss and tell them you love them?
Yes. Love you.
Oh, thank you so much, Brayden. You were a really fun guest. And thank you, dear listener, for taking the time to, you know, go through another episode with us. Till next time, really try to be adaptable in situations that were not part of your expectation. And find the beauty in the different things. And of course, not only be good to yourself, but believe in yourself. ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da-ba-ba